going to relax our bodies and turn our attention inward. Our goal here is to turn our focus away from the external world and away from our thoughts, away from the little distractions of our bodies, we're going to pay attention to our internal sensations. The process of meditation is one of turning within, focusing our mind so that our thoughts and the activities of our mind begin to slow down, relaxing our body so that it becomes still. So we're going to focus on our breath for a minute or so. Just observing the movement. And then breathing in peace and stillness. And when we breathe out, we let go a little bit more and relax. So that with every breath, we feel ourselves letting go a little bit more, surrendering a bit more. If your mind distracts you or your body distracts you and you lose your focus, just return your attention back to your breath. Just through this paying attention process, keeping focused, that our mind is, our brain is able to move into a more relaxed state. Slow down. it's important for us to make a conscious choice to choose in this moment to let go of control. Let our bodies relax, to stop holding on, to let go of the tension, the stress, the agitation. Just gonna let go of all that. For a fact now, that within us is a peace and a stillness that we can access anytime if we make the choice and allow ourselves to surrender. It's always there. It's always been there. It always will be there. So we continue to let go of the holding in our body, the tension. Continue to surrender a bit deeper. The truth is, there's much more to us than our busy minds. There's much more to us than the thoughts and beliefs and memories that we focus our attention on. There's much more to reality than that external world that we pay so much attention to. Beneath all that surface noise, so much bigger. And the truth is, a part of us has always known it's there. There may have been times in our life when we were reminded of it, when we experienced it. Understood, it had clarity and insight. But then our attention gets drawn outward again, and we forget who we are. We begin to listen to and pay attention to all the thoughts and stories and beliefs. We listen to the fears. We believe our ego when it says the world is dangerous. We believe it when it says we are small, we are inadequate, We are unworthy, and we have stepped completely away from the truth of our being. But the good news is that it's always there. It's still there. And will always be there. For in fact, it is eternal and infinite. And there is nothing we can do to harm it or change it or diminish it. It's the very source of life itself. It is the context in which we exist. We exist within it. We are created by it. And it is alive and present within us right now. Whether we're able to sense it or not makes no difference. It is still there. And when we stop and quiet our mind, begin to pay attention to what's inside, we begin to feel presence within us. Our mind, our ego may tell us this is dangerous. Don't go there. Don't let go. It's scary. Good reason to do that, but the reasons are all past now. Its protection is obsolete. We are no longer the vulnerable infants that we once were. Fear that we feel, the resistance to surrender, it's nothing more than a thought form. It is not a wall, it is a thin veil. All that resistance, all that fear can dissipate in one moment. If we are willing to treat ourselves with understanding, with gentleness and tenderness, if we are able to be compassionate with ourselves and know that point in our lives we had good reason to fear surrender, but that time has passed. And so this moment we choose to let go and surrender to that presence within us, that infinite and eternal, divine, loving power that's alive within us right now. Our belief, our feeling that we are separate, that somehow is simply an artifact of our minds. It's impossible for us to be separate from the source of our being. Truth is that we have our existence totally within this source, which is a divine, loving, and compassionate source, a loving creator, an infinite intelligence. The same intelligence that created the universe, that continues to create an expanding universe in every moment, out of nothing. And its creation follows natural laws. Laws which we can deduce and use in our own lives. One of those laws is that everything is unfolding in a perfect divine order, including our own lives. That we are perfected in the mind of this divine power within us. And that we are unconditionally loved. This power is unconditional love. That all the love we could ever experience is alive within us now. Love without beginning or end. Love without judgment. There is no withholding. For we are the perfect creations of a loving creator. It is not just a concept. It is not an idea. It is reality. And we can experience it when we choose to surrender, to let go. And affirm the one power to Do it now. Let go. You are safe. You can trust. Beautiful and unique creation. Your life is a blessing. You are a gift to the world. You are unique and wonderful. You are beautiful and special. You are powerful beyond measure. There is greatness within you. For within you lies all the power of the universe. In every cell of your being, love here for you. Great love. Open your heart. Let yourself be loved. You are safe now. Yourself feel gratitude. Open your heart to the feeling of gratitude. Teach your body how it feels to be grateful for your life. How it feels to have all your prayers answered, have all your wishes come true, have all your dreams manifest. Teach your body what it would feel like. Gratitude for the miracle of your life, for the perfection of your path, for the divine beauty within you. Raise your vibration now, letting your body know the feeling of gratitude, deep appreciation, deep thankfulness, humble and noble. You are a precious and wonderful child of a beautiful, loving Creator. Through the eyes of love, you are perfect, and you always have been, and you always will be. This divine power within you is ready to support you in any way you need, if you will only allow it, if you will only trust it. You will only agree to make it the one true power in your life. It's ready. Say yes now. Yes to this power. Yes to this love. Yes to being the creator of your own life. Gratitude, this love, this experience and knowledge of your true self back into the world, back into your room, back into this time and place, this body, right here, right now. It's my honor and privilege to spend this time with you in this meditation. I am grateful for your presence here. I look forward to our next time together. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.